Now for the second kind, the second type, the asaṃskṛta śūnyatā. Emptiness or voidness, not of the conditioned, but of the unconditioned. The conditioned is said to be void, said to be empty, because it's empty of the unconditioned. But when we say that the unconditioned is empty, what is that empty of? For the unconditioned is empty of the conditioned. In the unconditioned, there's no suffering, no impermanence, no false selfhood. So it's said to be empty of these things. The unconditioned, empty of the conditioned. The unconditioned is also, of course, the transcendental. Transcendental isn't a very good word. I see some of the Anglican theologians have been criticizing it recently, and pointing out that a great deal of confusion of thought has been created in Christian theology by taking it too literally. But in a Buddhist context, transcendental, the English word transcendental, simply does duty for the Sanskrit and Pali word lokuttara. Loka is world, uttara means higher or above. So the transcendental, lokuttara, is simply, literally, that which is above or that which is beyond the world. Not above, not beyond in any spatial sense, but beyond in the sense that it is not anything conditioned. It's beyond all conditionedness. It's beyond suffering, beyond transiency, beyond selfhood. At least beyond false selfhood. It's beyond, above anything that we can conceive, anything that we can think of, anything that we can imagine. When we come to it, our mind, as it were, fails. There's almost a great blank before us, which we can't apprehend, but at the same time we can't say that there is nothing there. So this is the unconditioned, this is the transcendental reality, the goal of what we saw was called in the Majjhima Nikaya the Arya Paryasana, the noble quest. That is to say, the goal of the spiritual life. The spiritual life being, as we saw some weeks ago, a noble quest by way of going from the conditioned to the unconditioned, instead of from the conditioned to the conditioned ever and ever again. Now, many might think, quite rightly, from their point of view, that it's impossible to go any further than this. When one has reached the unconditioned, when one has reached the transcendental, surely one has come to the supreme height. One can't go above, one can't go beyond, one can't go further than that. And so far as some schools of Buddhism are concerned, especially what is called the classical Hinayana, especially the Sarvastivada, it isn't possible to go further than that. These schools of Buddhism operate, one may say, with the idea of two mutually exclusive realities, the conditioned and the unconditioned. And this differentiation provides most of us, if not practically all of us, with a quite adequate basis for our spiritual lives.